Good morning, everyone. Okay, we have a small crowd. Why don't you sit, move your chair to front seat so you can, we can be a little cuddle together. Okay. All right, this is the morning the Lord has prepared for us. Pray that through our worship, His name will be praised and He can gain more of us. Okay, thank you, thank you. Okay. All right. I know it's early in the morning. It's not easy. We get ready to set our heart before the Lord, but pray that He will prepare our heart to worship Him. Don't let the little fox to bother your garden. Okay. All right, let's bow our head and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for You are our Lord, our Heavenly Father. You are sitting on a throne. We come before You and we bow down before You. We want to worship You and thank You for You have forgiven us our sins and iniquities. So today we can come before You to worship You. Set us free from all the bondage. Set us free from all the sins. But we want to see You. Please speak to us. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, many times, yes, we all have different types of questions and we need someone to give us a good advice or counsel. I know some of you in school, you have a counselor, is that right? High school, middle school, you all have a counselor, is that right? And college, they have an advisor too. So every student will assign to an advisor. And how about adults? You say, well, maybe my boss is my advisor or counselor, or maybe church leader or pastor is my counselor, or they can be my advisor. So let's look at what the Lord has provided the counselor for us. Okay, that's something we are going to ponder today. Okay, the counsel of the Lord. The very first time I heard the counsel of the Lord, at first I thought, well, what kind of counsel? What kind of counsel is going to provide? A counsel is mean advice or giving a direction or the warning. Okay, sometimes we are out of whack and all, we are out of way, we need to be advised or guideline or suggestion. So those are counsel of the Lord. Okay, so let's read this place. I think we already read the entire Psalm 33. Especially, I want to point out is verse 11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. So this counsel, not only for my dad and my mom, it's also for me and also for the next generation, because it says for all generations. So this counsel is forever. It's not just for a particular time or for a certain group of people or maybe just for someone else. Someone need help. Okay, I don't need help. I'm perfectly fine. And so probably other person that they need it. For all of us, this counsel of the Lord is for all of us. Another place from Isaiah 46, 9 through 10. It mentioned about something about the counsel. And he said, my counsel will stand. I highlighted in yellow. While in all kind of situation, the ancient time things were not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. So, praise the Lord. His counsel will never change. It's still today touching each one of us, including the parents sitting next to you, including the next generations. So, praise the Lord. His counsel never change. Stand firm. Another place in Proverbs 19:20 through 21. Listen to the counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. Yes, we have a lot of plans. We want to plan for this. We want to plan for that. Is that right? Every day we wake up and say, well, today I'm going to do a lot of things. We have a lot of exciting plan ahead of us. But here we say to listen to counsel and receive instruction so you may be wise. You may be wise in the later days. Oh, praise the Lord. There is a counsel we have to search. We have to know. The Lord already prepared. All right. They have several kind of counsels. We need to be aware. What kind of counsel need to be aware? Especially the counsel from the cunning and the wicked. Well, you say the cunning and the wicked, they will get counsel? Yes. Yes, they do. They do. And sometimes our ear are itching. We like to hear those kind of a different counsel. Mom and Dad told me this, but other person told me the other way. Well, maybe it's better than my parents. My parents probably is a little old-fashioned, and they're educated maybe back in China, so I have my new counsel. But remember, you need to be aware of this, the cunning and the wicked counsel. Job 5:13, he catches the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning comes quickly upon them. Oh, nowadays, so handy, is that right? Internet, website, everything we can serve right away, answer is there. But be aware, those answers, are they really from the Lord or just from the people idea or some probably something behind it? Another place in Proverbs 12:5-6, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. You don't want to hear something that's deceitful. Deceitful, they might put your footstep on the other path. Say, well, there's always an alternative. Why? We only need to go this way. Maybe the other route, we can go to the same destination. The counsel of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked are lying in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. So this is very important. We have to turn to the Lord, listen to counsel from the Lord. Okay, now we know the cunning and the wicked, all this counsel, and this distinguish between the different counsels. They have some examples in the Bible. Let's go through a few, and then probably can give us mind to refresh what is the right counsel, what is a wrong counsel. And sometimes we just do whatever we like to and no counsel at all. Okay, let's look at examples of receiving the wrong and no counsel. What's the first deceitful counsel from? From the serpent. From the serpent. You know, the serpent that came to Eve and from Genesis 3:1-6, probably you remember that story vividly. And this serpent came to the Eve and said, has God indeed said, you shall not eat the very tree of the garden? Do you know what the Eve replied? He was right. The very first answer, she was right. She said, the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Is that a correct answer? Yes, that's a correct answer. But there is a counsel, cunning counsel. Do you know what the serpent said? Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Ooh, that's a counsel. Did Eve accept it? Well, if you look at the verse, and do you know that Eve changed her mind? So when the woman saw that tree was good for food that it was pleasant to eyes and tree desirable for make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and also gave her husband with her, and he ate. Wow, that's the first deceitful counsel. Is that right? She was right the very first time. And the serpent, the cunning counsel came. And she totally changed her mind. This is food and pleasing to eyes, and this you will gain wisdom. Why not? God is all good. Just take it and eat it. First time she said, do not touch it, do not eat it, lest you shall die. And then just serpent a little, one word, one sentence, and she changed her mind. That's the very first example of receiving the wrong counsel. Okay, let's look at the next one. Wrong covenant made. What happened to Joshua and the leaders? When Moses died, Joshua took the leadership and took people of Israel into the promised land. Oh, this is exciting. Exciting time. Is that right? They crossed the River Jordan, not the Red Sea this time, the River Jordan. And they have a fight with Jericho. We know that story. Is that right? And then another city is Ai. And even though they took some time to get this city conquered because they did something wrong. So I'm not going to get into that. But when they get into the promised land, and there's a group of people, they are so nervous because they heard about the Jericho and Ai story. So they work craftily. And these people, they are inhabitants of Gibeon. Inhabitants of Gibeon. And they went and pretend to be ambassadors, and they took all sacks on their donkeys, and all wineskin torn and mended, all and patched sandals on their feet, and all garment on themselves, and all the bread of their provision are dry and moldy. What are they going to do? And they went to Joshua to camp at the Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, oh, we have come from a far country. Now, therefore, make covenant with us. Oh, they say, wow, these people are so pitiful. They were that kind of old clothes. They must be traveled a long time. Their bread is even moldy. And, well, this kind of poor people, and yes, let's make a covenant with them. They did not counsel to the Lord. And do you know how close they live? Only 3 days of walking distance. So when they make the covenant with them, all the people of Israel went there and said, well, this is the inhabitant of Gibeon. And we just make a covenant so we cannot conquer them, we cannot kill them at all. And that's a God's command. You need to get rid of all these inhabitants in the promised land. So they cannot do anything. And the people of Israel, so mad at leaders, Joshua and other rulers, because they did not counsel the Lord. Many things in our lifetime we say, oh, this is easy. Well, let's do it by ourselves. This, don't bother the Lord. This, we can do it in a couple of minutes. And why we bother the Lord? No counsel, the consequences. Wrong covenant made. Okay, let's review another wrong counsel. Wow, this is serious. Nation was wrecked because of a wrong counsel. Do you know who is Rehoboam? Rehoboam. He's the son of Solomon, King Solomon. Okay, son of King Solomon, what did he do? When the King Solomon died, his son took over the throne, and here's the story. He rejected advice which the elders had given him. What kind of advice? Well, the people came to him, and we know there's a the rebel. Name is real close to Jehoboam. He's Jehoboam. It's very close name. And they came with the people and said, well, your dad gave us a very heavy burden work, maybe heavy tax and so on. So could you release us a little bit or reduce a little bit of burden? And Rehoboam said, okay, you guys went home. 3 days, I'll give you an answer. And the elders with his dad, and now is with him, and gave and told him, yes, you need to listen to people, reduce the burden of the people, maybe tax, maybe other work, reduce them. He did not accept. He rejected. He went to consult a young man who had grown up with him. He said, my friends, this is now this generation. My dad, those are old. That's out of date advice. And he chose those probably old people, and those people should retire. And I like my friend, young man who had grown up. And what's the young man told him? Well, your dad gave us, give them the heavy burden. I'm going to give you even more. My dad disciplined you with whip. I'm going to discipline you with scorpion. Why, if you get stung with scorpion, what will be the consequences? Maybe you're very serious ill or killed. That's what I'm going to do. So he bring that answer to the 3 days after they returned to his palace, and he told the people, you know what happened? People left him and said, what do we have anything to do with the family of the David, the Jesse? The people left him. Nation was wrecked. That's serious. They received a wrong counsel. The whole family, the whole nation split. So they have Israel, the country of Israel, they have a country of Judah. That's because of this wrong counsel they received. How serious. Not only individual, oh, we heard wrong counsel, so mine is the consequences. Now it's a whole nation. Whole nation suffer. Whole nation suffer. So counsel is very, very important. All right, let's move on. Now let's move to the positive. Examples of receiving the right counsel. What kind of example you have? Maybe in your mind, probably you already think of several. Let's see the first one. Jethro advised to Moses. Who is Jethro? His father-in-law. His father-in-law. When the Israelites people, they left Egypt, they followed Moses, and they get away from the Pharaoh's hand, and then they went into the wilderness, and they passed by that medium area, and Jethro said, Moses had two sons in my house, I need to, or my tent, I need to bring those two sons back to Moses. I cannot watch my grandson for forever, so bring him back. So Jethro stayed a few days or a period of time with Moses. One day, he saw Moses. Early in the morning, people lined up outside of Moses' tent. What they came to the Moses' tent for? For judgment. Here, look, Moses is a good judge. Big things, big matters, small matters, they all bring to Moses. Please, we have a quarrel between my brother, between my wife, and my neighbor, and so on. Please, you are the judge. Or maybe the small matter, oh, he stepped on my toe, he scratched it. Small things. From the morning to the afternoon, Moses probably busy the whole day just doing the counseling for people. And Jethro, his father-in-law, said, no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Well, that will eat up all your time, your energy. You can just bother by all these people all day long. Why not? You set up. For the people, they are really revere the Lord. They really want to follow the Lord's commandment. And you can choose them as the leaders in thousands, hundreds, or tens. So they can do that kind of the judge for your people. And for the big matter, they cannot solve it. This problem is too big and just bring it to you. Wow, that's a very good advice. So people were organized into a functioning nation. The other one is a nation become wreck. And but this one, organized into the functioning nation. Wow, what a good advice. What a good advice. So here is an example of right counsel. How about David? David received any counsel? This is a very small verse from 1 Chronicles 12:32. It mentioned about the men of Issachar. The men of Issachar. And interestingly, Bible recorded the men of Issachar, they understood the times and they knew what Israel should do. So those are the warrior soldiers. And you know, David has so many soldiers came to him, and David received them, men of Issachar, because they know the time. They understand the times. Time is so important. What to do, what not to do. And if you do it in a wrong time, you will have consequences. So the King Solomon said, time for harvest, time for something, time for every season. They know the time. They have a wisdom. And they knew what Israel should do. Wow. So David received them in their soldiers. So their soldiers, later on, yes, many battles are waiting for him. And David, we know he won a battle because he received all these good soldiers, including this men of Issachar. Can you think of any other good advice in the Bible? How about New Testament? Paul. Paul sent Titus and Timothy to those young churches. Maybe they have some problems of leadership. They have a problem of elders or advice, counseling. He sent Titus and Timothy to those young churches. And this is very critical for the church to be established at that time. And maybe young church is very hard to establish. But he sent them to advise and mentor struggling young churches. So that's today we read 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. Those are the encouragement from the Paul. Because the Paul have them to send them to advise and mentor those young churches. So those are the good example when we receive the right counsels. Okay, so we need to recognize our omniscient counselor. Who is our counselor? I just ask you, maybe you're little kids, you go ask your parents as a counsel, or in school you ask your teacher as a counsel, or maybe school has a counselor office, you can just walk in. My academic, how should I do? Apply to school, what should I do? Or which course I should I take? And who are our counselors? Who are our counselors? In fact, when you receive the Lord, we have God the Father is a counselor. God the Father. You say, wow, God the Father, do I need to bother him? Well, Job 12:13, with him, our wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. He has counsel and understanding. Job, wow, this is a long time ago. He already recognized there is a counsel. It's an all-wise and all-knowing, and he has a counsel and understanding. Our God, the Father, is a counsel. If you have a handout, you can fill in the blank. If you don't have a handout, raise your hand. Probably uncle or auntie will hand it to you. Psalm 16:7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. Night season. Sometimes our season is in the night. Night is what? Dark. Okay. Sometimes in between the job. Sometimes you're waiting for school reply. You apply school, you're waiting. Oh, feel like can't wait and can't wait. And many times, and we need help. Maybe we are in some circumstances and you need help. We need a counsel of the Lord. You know, I feel like it's a long time. This summer, I have a car wreck. I stood in the middle of the intersection. Actually, I only stand probably 1 hour or an hour and a half waiting for the police to come, a tow truck to come, and then all the paper need to sign. Oh, fortunately, I have probably just a minor injury in my head. I have some kind of a headache occasionally, but the Lord healed me. And well, I feel like that's kind of a long time. I don't know what to do. So I asked the Lord, what should I do? I sit in here, and the person wrecked my car. He stood next to me. And he's a good gentleman. He's just every 3 minutes he turned around and say, sorry, because he ran the red light. But it's okay. I just stood there. I said, Lord, I really need your counsel. What should I do from here? Yes, the Lord gave me a counsel. And he provided help for me. There is an owner of a tow truck company. Drove by. It's early in the morning, about 8:30. And he saw that. He called the employee and the tow truck came. And so, the red car got towed away and so on. And the other person stood there also with me. And I said, well, how your car total too? And how did you get home or get to your places? He said, well, I'll just walk home. So, a lot of counsel we need to ask the Lord. God the Father is a counselor. How about the second counselor we have? God the Son, the counselor, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the counselor. In Isaiah 9:6, probably we read this, probably a lot of time, the Christmas time, is that right? And other season we never bothered it. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There's a counselor mentioned. He is the counselor, will be born to us. Wow. So here is a resource we can go to. God the Son is the counselor. God the Son is the counselor. How about God the Spirit is the counselor. Isaiah 11:12, it mentioned about this coming King, Lord Jesus. He has all kind of spirit, and we can read through all the spirits. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding. There's a counsel mentioned. The Spirit of counsel and the Spirit of mind, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. There is a counsel. The Spirit of counsel is in our Lord Jesus. So many people came to Jesus, asked him the question. Even a rabbi, even a teacher came to the Jesus, say, and Nicodemus. He was a teacher, rabbi. And what did the Lord tell him? You need to be reborn. Well, you need to be born again. You need to be born again. That's a counsel. He has a spirit of counsel. This is so important. A lot of time we confuse or we don't know, we don't understand. Holy Spirit will be our counsel. John 14:16. That's in the New Testament now. And I will ask the Father, he will give you another counsel to be with you forever. Forever. When did Jesus say this? Right before he went to the cross. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. So now we have a Holy Spirit in our heart. Sometimes we are in a desperate situation. We can call the Lord, call to help, call to counsel, He's there. He's always with you. If you receive Him as a Lord, as a Savior, He will also send a counselor, which is the Spirit, God the Spirit. So we have a Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Actually, they are three in one. One counselor. So how wonderful we have this counselor. Okay, let's ponder today's... We went through a lot of things, and we want to make this into our life. Can that apply to our life? We need to trust our omnipotent counselor. The other side is an omniscient counselor. Now it's an omnipotent counselor. When we don't have answers, a lot of things, and we don't have answers. Why this happened? Why that happened to me? Why this happened to that good people? And why he has that kind of the suffering? We'll ask a lot of questions. Well, he revealed the counsel of the hearts. 1 Corinthians 4:5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to the light the hidden things of darkness. A lot of things we don't know. We can just say why this and why not. And reveal the counsel of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Each one's praise will come from God. Okay, so that's something we can apply. When we don't have answers, we can come to Him. He will reveal the counsel of the hearts. Counsel of the hearts. How about second application? When we don't know what's next. When we don't know what's next. A lot of time, we don't know what's next, especially you are in a serious disease or when you are in a desperate situation, you don't know what's next. He becomes our counselor. From which verse? Romans 11:33-34. All the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgment and His ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become His counselor? Nobody is His counselor. He is a counselor. He doesn't need to ask anyone for counsel. He is a counselor. No one is a counselor for Him. So we can come to Him when we don't know what's next. He will become our counselor. He will become our counselor. How about a third one? What can you apply to your life? When all prayers are an answer, we pray for this, we feel like the best for us, or maybe that's best for my family, or that best for someone, but prayers an answer. He will counsel according to His will, not according to my will. Where did that come from? Ephesians 1:10-12. He say, I will read the 11. In Him, Jesus also, we have obtained the inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Again, it's the counsel. The counsel of His will. The counsel of His will. So this is very critical that we who first trusted in Christ Jesus should be to the praise of His glory. So we need to put our trust in our counsel. Okay, when we ask the Lord, sometimes we still feel like, would that work? Would that happen? If I do that, would that happen? Well, we have to be obedient. We have to be submissive. Whatever the Lord say, yes, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Because He is all-wise, all-knowing. So that's what I say when our prayers are an answer. How about a situation like number four? When we are under attack, spiritual attack, or maybe physical attack, or maybe others attack. He is the whole counsel of God. Who is He? Our Lord Jesus. It's the whole counsel of God. From Acts, if I can advance this. Maybe it's out of battery. Or Yes, Acts 20:26-28. Look at that highlighted. Take the heed of yourself to all the flocks among which the Holy Spirit has made you an overseer to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. What's that before? 27. For I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. This is from Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul. So, Apostle Paul already mentioned, I already given you the whole counsel of God. So, where your help from? It's from this whole counsel of God. Whole counsel of God. Thanks, Lord, for giving us so many applications in our lifetime. When we don't have an answer, we don't know why, when our prayer is not answered, or we're under attack in all different situations, we can come to Him. He is our counsel. Okay, I want to conclude with this. Do you know this person? I see that somebody knocking ahead. And someone say, what is he celebrating? Yeah. Yes. This is from Dr. Ken Brantley. And what is he doing that for? High five, yes. What happened? Did somebody say overcome the Ebola? Yes. This doctor brave enough to go to Liberia in Africa. And he and another health aide got this Ebola. Okay, this is a disease. So many people die. You heard about the news, is that right? Every day, probably you see that in pictures, and oh, it's horrible. And they were there. They are with Samaritan Purse Project. It's an aid group. They went there. And this doctor is only 33. Probably by now he's 34. So young. Probably he just finished an intern what would you say? Training. Residency. And he already signed up for this mission. And he went there. He got the disease, Ebola. And they flew them back to Atlanta. Atlanta has a, what's the name? PDP? CDC, yes. That's a national, that's the best of the best research, medical research out there. They have a Emory Hospital and so on. This is the doctor. He was there a period of time. He need to be isolated. Because Ebola, that's, you don't want Ebola break out in the United States. So they have to be isolated for a period of time until they observe this person is okay. They can be released from a hospital. That's the time he's going out of hospital. And of course, he's a Christian. I'm going to keep telling my story that I can remember what God has done in me, in my life. Do you know last week he went to the Congress to do the testimony? Politician want to see what's going on. This guy just recovered from Ebola. All the congressmen want to hear what's going on. He already done a testimony. The other aide also recovered too. Thanks to the Lord, today he's still alive. He's still around us. He's still doing his counsel of God. To each one of us, even though we don't know why it's under this attack or why this happened, probably we don't have an answer. But Lord is still here. Praise the Lord. We have all this counsel and we can ask for, and no counsel sometimes a mistake or wrong counsel. That's not what you want to receive. So may the Lord open our hearts so we can receive the right counsel. And Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are our counselor. Let's bow our head and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. For today, you are our counsel of the Lord. And thank you for, in you, there's all the answers. And we don't know many things happen to us, but we know you are on the throne, and you are in control. Lord, we thank you for all this testimony. Up to today, you're still doing the miracles. Up to today, you're still giving the counsel. Lord, give our heart as a teachable heart, and we can receive the right counsel and reject the wrong counsel. Lord, we want to come to you, and Lord, we thank you. We want to give all the praising to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.